Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alan Moore is maintaining a big lead in the Yukon Quest, but last year's winner Matt Hall is making a push as the race heads towards the final checkpoint at Braeburn. The only musher still running a full team of 14 dogs. Moore left CarMax before midnight for the 77-mile run to Braeburn. Hall departed over 5 hours later with 11 dogs. Teams must rest 8 hours at Braeburn, so teams typically run hard to get there. It's 100 miles from Braeburn to the finish line in Whitehorse. Paige Drobny and Ed Hopkins are several miles behind Hall in the third and fourth spots. Laura Neese is fifth, with top rookie Vaborn Reitan close in sixth place. A disturbing video has gone viral around Petersburg. The video is of people seemingly driving into deer on purpose and then laughing about it. The video is taken from inside a vehicle and shows the vehicle approaching and then hitting two deer with a third deer further up the road. Here's the audio, which could be disturbing to some listeners. It's very short, only about 5 seconds long, and you hear driving and then the impact and then laughing. The male voice says, "We got two of the deer," although he uses a more profane word for deer. The incident takes place in broad daylight in a residential neighborhood. Alaska State Troopers in Petersburg are investigating the case, but they have released few other details at this point. Petersburg has a population of deer that are habituated to town. They raise their young around houses and yards. They're regularly seen walking on the roads. Some people feed them, although it is illegal. And the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory until noon today. The advisory is for the Icy Strait Corridor, which includes Juneau, Gustavus, and Hoonah. Juneau meteorologist Wes Adkins says the freezing drizzle earlier this morning has turned to snow.
But then we are looking for a transition to all rain sometime by late this afternoon, and definitely all rain tonight. It's going to be a mess.
Adkins says the Weather Service doesn't expect any freezing to happen. Temperatures are forecasted to be in the mid to upper 30s tonight and not changing a whole lot for tomorrow. Though Adkins says that the rain falling on the snow, even freshly shoveled snow, can create a glaze or even a wet slush, and that can make driving conditions a little hazardous.
So we're just asking people to be careful on driveways and sidewalks where maybe they have shoveled the snow and there's a little bit of ice on it, and so the rain on the ice can make things really slick.
The Weather Service says the advisory could be over before noon. A cool down also may happen later on this week for the capital city area. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.